The wild here doesn't whisper, it roars. Glaciers crack like thunder. Waterfalls carve paths through time. And in the middle of it all, she waits. Motor Yacht Unbridled. A sanctuary of warmth and refinement in the heart of Alaska's untamed frontier. Bears wander the shoreline. Whales breach on the horizon. Seals nap on drifting ice while you sip champagne on the aft deck. This isn't a cruise. It's a calling, and only the bold will answer. Now booking your next unforgettable charter. Yachtunbridled.com or through your preferred charter broker.
Top of the morning, folks. It's Captain Leon on Mail Yacht Unbridled here. The backdrop's a kind of Caribbean windy look, but we've got the pleasure of having Santa here from Wave Wellness. How are you this morning, dear?
I am wonderful, thank you. Sunny old Spain over the side of the world, so no Caribbean for me.
Well, I've got the backdrop of Caribbean. I'm actually in Alaska at the moment, so it's kind of a windy, coldy day. One of those, you know, the weather changes real quick here, so it's going to... Yeah. So you don't want the weather to last, you wait 15 minutes. So hopefully the sun comes out.
We love that. We love that. It means you get, you know, a bit of everything, a bit of sun. Yeah. You can't have rainbows without the rain, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Last time we met, it was in Costa Rica on the north coast, yes. In the marina there, which was quite a blessing, actually. We connected online and then all of a sudden we're in the same marina. We had a great chat and Unbridled had the honor of kind of working with your platform and program, which was a bit of a success story for the crew, for the team, for the owner, because it's membership-based. What I like about it is what you put in is what you get out. You know, there's exactly. No real pressure. There's no pressure, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's, I think, the biggest thing behind the way that I've set Wave Wellness up. So the reason I go for that whole vessel subscription model of doing this as an employee assistant program is because I think it changes the culture on board. So by, you know, take Unbridled for the perfect example, you know, yourself, Liam, you bought into that model and you have prioritized well-being for the crew and they get to see that and live with that as the impact daily. That's the messaging they're receiving daily from a leadership perspective. And it makes a safer, more open environment to have those discussions and begin to prioritize well-being on a daily basis. So well done.
Oh, you well done. Honestly, you bring your tools. You know, for me, it's quite easy. I've had a lot of experience in yachting. I love the career. I love the industry. I'm passionate about the crew and the development of crew. And what I saw in the last kind of 5 years is there's too many individual approaches to the management of crew on board and dealing with the mental health, the challenges, the physical challenges, and physical health. And your platform kind of breaks through that. It kind of says, look, let's externalize a lot of these problems. You know what I mean? Like when you're ashore, and you have a problem, you go to a doctor. When you're on a boat, you have a problem, you go to the captain. But the captain doesn't have all the answers. You know, sometimes we think we do, but it's better if we stay a little bit more humble, I think, just kind of be a bit more transparent and say, look, there's access to a professional that you can have some confidentiality with, because the problem maybe with another crew member that you're a bit sensitive to talk about, it may be a owner, maybe financial, it may be physical. Yeah. So let's just direct people more towards professional help. But take me back. What's the philosophy that you kind of came up with this idea? I saw you were on a sailboat there in Costa Rica, your partner.
Yeah. So I've been on board boats for coming up for 12 years now. I got into it super young. I was 17 when I got my first job. And
from Australia.
Not enough in New Zealand. Yeah. So I definitely didn't have enough life experience behind me to jump into yachting and make the most of it. But after 12 years, I've certainly got some of that, but it kind of
survived.
It gave me the opportunity. Yeah, I survived, exactly. And you know what, and jokingly, but also on a serious note, that was really what it came down to. The first 5 years on board, I had all sorts of challenges thrown my way. I was involved in a sexual assault incident. I was bullied by a captain that I worked with. I was put in very complex situations with crew, with management not paying, with owners that would, you know, show up and use the boat and not pay salaries, all sorts of bizarre situations that are not unique to my story in yachting at all, and unfortunately. But after 5 years of that, I went shore-based because I decided I needed to actually prioritize my own well-being and my mental health. And I went back to New Zealand and worked in marina management. which was amazing. It was a look on the other side of yachting, and I really enjoyed that. But one part that I really got to see for the first time was that shoreside employees were getting access to resources like mental health support, with discounts to go to the optometrist, with family advice, lifestyle advice, financial advice, all of this sort of stuff that was actually coming directly from their employer. And so when I kind of was ready to go back to yachting, and I went back on board about 4 years later after COVID, and realized that actually that wasn't the case on board yachts still. That's really where Wave Wellness came from. And if I, you know, if I look at why the areas that I've focused on and built in Wave Wellness, you know, I've got core pillars of looking at mental health, diet and nutrition, exercise and physical well-being, and then also the financial well-being side of things. And those are really core to making sure that people are healthy as a whole. A lot of my conversations focus on mental health, and I think that's probably because most of those things impact mental health. If you're not fit and healthy, if you're not eating right, if your finances are stressing you out, you're probably going to have poor mental health. But it is about looking after that employee, that seafarer, that crewman as a whole person, and providing the whole package. And, you know, a small investment into their well-being can prove a huge benefit, like both holistically, but also financially in terms of replacing crew when they get burnout and things like that. So, it's
also, like you said, it creates a culture. And then just backing up, you mentioned your first job was from New Zealand. I know you're from New Zealand, but first of all, from New Zealand, you went to the Med or you went to America. When did your journey start at 17?
I was based on a boat in Auckland Harbour.
Oh, wow.
The boat was, I think she's about 120 foot. And it's still sitting where I left it. It's one of those washed up dreams. The owner lives in the States, I think. I never saw him in the year that I was on board. And I kind of just learned how to be yacht crew for a year while not dealing with guests. It was kind of the most bizarre baptism into the industry.
And then I moved over to
Europe.
Yeah, from the east coast of Australia. And then I came to Fort Lauderdale. And I was actually going to England, worked on the English Channel in commercial ships per se. And all of a sudden I ended up in Fort Lauderdale, and I was like, saw yachts and I went around South America. But, you know, would you be surprised, you know, that I personally feel nothing's changed from the challenges you faced when you joined to the challenges people face now? Because I see a lot of young people joining still. We have a 19-year-old, 20-year-old on board, unbridled. And I still look at them and I still feel the same, facing similar challenges. They're coming to an industry that's new. There's not much transparency. Every vessel is still very independent in the way it's managed and the leadership style that directly from a captain, directly from a management company, or from an owner. And that kind of filters down the style of the owner, the style of the captain, the style of the management company really filters down to the way the crew have experience on board. And that's why I really encourage everyone on platforms like yourself to use Wave Wellness, to use people like the Crew Coach, to use a lot of these different areas that you can reach out and try and find support. Because onboard support is such a petri dish sometimes, like an experiment. I'm just being transparent.
No, and I think you're exactly right there, Liam. Like, captains aren't taught to be necessarily the soft skills that are involved in leading. They aren't necessarily, you know, big believers in prioritizing mental health or prioritizing well-being, or they don't necessarily have the skill sets to do that. But they can, a lot of captains that I speak to can see that need, but they don't know how to access it. They don't feel comfortable having those conversations. They don't know how to broach the topic. And a lot of cases, the crew don't feel like your relationship with, like, for instance, captains on board, but it also comes down to head of department, it comes down to DPAs, it comes to trust and management companies, and all of those things, like that, sometimes a lack of transparency as to who they can go to, or, you know, when they get on board and onto boats, what that process is if they're not happy with something. It can all feel quite overwhelming, and it hasn't changed in the 12 years that I've been around the industry. I haven't seen it shift.
Just brainstorming, because I love your idea, I love your platform. But what about getting it through management companies, or getting it through crew employment agencies or placement companies that say, okay, as part of your placement, we're going to offer this as a support for all the crew that go through this placement, all the crew that go through this management? Because I'm what I'm trying to do is just not just get the word out there for Wave Wellness and companies, you know, like I've got a crew coach, like a lot of different people doing wonderful things, you know, all over the yachting spectrum. But it needs to kind of really come from a management level to say, we need you to understand that you have tools to go to should you have any questions. Because like, I mean, myself as an example, I had a conversation with the junior crew every other day, and the first thing I said is, I would love to have someone else in this conversation, not just for you, but for me. So the three of us can really understand what this conversation is. And it's a positive conversation, good news. We're going to talk about good things. But still, I think there should be a third party, because I don't want you to misunderstand or misrepresent something that I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in life, is that miscommunication can be then taken the wrong way.
Yeah. And I think that's like, I think that's a really, I mean, as a leader, it's a really fantastic thing to recognize and to understand that, you know, you want to bring these opportunities to people, and maybe that opportunity looks like bringing somebody else in to support you and having those conversations or making these decisions with crew. And, you know, going back to the idea of management companies taking on something like Wave Wellness, that's the ideal. That's where I want to end up with Wave Wellness. That is, you know, to have the put your hands up if you're the first brave management company that wants to come in and make well-being like a core belief by employing a third party to provide this. Because what I see is that people that have already, or businesses that have already got something similar, or, you know, I've approached a lot of management companies, I'm sure you can imagine. And a lot of the conversations I end up having are, oh, we actually, our DPA deals with these problems, or obviously we have insurance policies that deal with these issues. Or, you
know, what are the complications of the DPA? Like, I mean, that's more of a maritime operational aspect other than a physical. And this is not just about mental health, everyone. This is about, you know, physical well-being, financial well-being, mental health part of it.
And I think that's key as well, is like, you know, these DPAs are very similar to a fantastic resource that we have in the industry, which is the Icebound Yacht Crew Help. But they are, at the end of the day, the ambulances at the bottom of the cliff. The crisis management tools that are critical and we need. There's no getting rid of these tools that we have. And I think people need to understand them and understand where their worth is and why we have them. But we need to stop getting people to that point. People, we need to deal with these issues all the way back here when these issues start arising, and prioritizing healthy food on board, making sure that crew have access to gym passes, or, you know, an online, like with ClassPass, an online gym that they can tune in, do a yoga class, reset, do a meditation, do, you know, do these things that are for to that person before they hit that burnout, before they feel like they can't speak up or they're alone on board. We have to deal with the problem way before that.
True. But, you know, for me as a captain, I'll be transparent. There's a lot of challenges you face, and a lot of, you know, blame comes to you if it goes right or wrong. That's the job. You know, I wear that. But for me, you know, when I encourage crew on board, it's like, okay, we need to find a space. You know, I put a Starlink in the bridge with high-speed internet just for crew to talk to their family. I'm like, get all these other networks on board. Just have a network that you can call your family. If there's no one else in the bridge, close the doors. It's your space, bench, whatever you need to do. But it's also the sun deck. You need to give people space. You know, it's not, and that's the biggest challenge I find on yachting, is trying to encourage people, don't just join the club. You know, don't just join the crew, and keep your personal time so special. Go for your walks before and after that. And so what's kind of next away wellness? You're over in Spain at the moment now, and you're going to the Monaco show this year, or what's your kind of journey?
This is the challenge. It is a challenge. Yeah, they are. And that's, you know, I actually, so my plan this year, obviously I'm from New Zealand, hence the accent. And we have got a beautiful home back in New Zealand that we still have not made it home to see, but I'm hoping to be back there by the end of this year, because essentially 2025 was the year that I wanted to spend in Europe focusing on building Wave Wellness's brand awareness and making sure that I could be at as many of the yacht shows as it was feasible, which coming up for September would be the Cannes Yacht Show, the Genoa and the Monaco show. So three back-to-back shows, which in theory is great, but unfortunately, physically and financially, the Monaco Yacht Show is, I think, €700 a day to attend. Yeah, so for any like innovative new up and coming business, just not feasible. So unfortunately for me, Monaco's off the cards. So I'm looking at Cairns and Genoa, which will be really exciting. And I've just been talking to a few people about maybe going to Southampton Boat Show as well. So it's the same dates as Monaco. So it kind of like nicely fills into that calendar space.
That'd be a good space as well, because the English always, Southampton, England, right? Yeah. They always respect that space where it's helping employment, helping progress the industry and career. So I think that'd be a good choice. There's also the power of social media. You know, one thing I've learned in the last 12 months is if you just be authentic in your cell and you just spread the word, there's so many crew out there that want to hear your message. It's a beautiful story, what you've got. I saw you in the dock in Costa Rica with your husband. What was his name?
My partner, Zach, yeah.
Zach, yeah. I saw Zach and you were heading off. He was heading off to sea. You were starting a company. And I was like, this is a beautiful story, you know. Is there anything we can do in Unbridled to help that be honored? But yeah, it's really helped the team, the crew. You know, the one thing I'll say is the crew really need to engage in it. That's the only thing that I'll say. The crew need to engage. Yeah. Sometimes crew are given tools and they're like, okay, not from me. This is kind of from an external point of view to help you. You know, I'm not pushing this on you. I'm not trying to sell anything. Exactly. I've no vested interest. This is your mental health, and it's your mental physical fitness, and it's your body, and it's your financial savings.
That's exactly it. And I think that's where Wave Wellness, that's where I want it to sit. I want it to be there as like your pocket guide to your well-being on board. I want people to be able to tune in. And there's so much in the pipe. There's so many. The ideas are huge. So this last week, I have had a meeting with an app developer. So super exciting. We're planning on building an app, but anyone that's tried to do that
morning, before. Excellent. Just in a quick media, I'm wrapping it up now.
Anyone that's been in the app space knows that the cost of building and developing an app is huge and the timeline that takes is massive. So at the moment, I'm kind of hoping that by the start of the new year, we might be looking at an app. But I have actually changed the process of onboarding crew and things since I worked with you guys because of that feedback that I got from you as well. You know, how do we get crew to engage in this more? And changing that onboarding process, I think, was a really big part of it. So, you know, I'm still very young. This is all very new. And I'm not from an IT background. I'm not from mental health background. I'm not from a health and safety or a people leading background. I'm a crew member that's been on board and I know what would have been really helpful for my 12 years on board. And so that's where it's come from. So it's all growth.
Well, you're a giver. You're a lover. You want to give back and support. Exactly. You know, that's the same as me. I've joined the bandwagon as such because it's something that I think when I was joining yachting, I looked at myself and other crew members around me 20, 25 years ago. We had a great time. But the people who didn't have a great time, I keep thinking about them going, that wasn't easy. You know, you were employed and tried in a week, or we went to sea and you weren't ready, or you made mistakes and you're in tears. Not from, hopefully not from fault of my own, but I saw these things when I was growing up in my career, going through different stages. And I was like, they really needed help. Those people were not in a good place. And then over the years, I've reconnected with them and I've apologized. And they're like, it was a tough environment, management company. And I hear these stories. And even now, I hear stories of other boats. And I'm like, that other boat is horrible. And I don't want to say mate or anything. I hear the stories and I'm like, it's horrible environment, you know, and you shouldn't be in that environment. You should be around positivity and love and happiness and respect and, kindness, because
we can't always be that person. And I think it's really key to remember, you know this as a captain. You wear a lot on your shoulders. And I know this with my partner being a captain as well. The load that you guys carry is huge. And I don't always think that it should fall to you. And I think that's where things like Wave Wellness come in, is being able to support you guys. And it's a tool for the crew and for you guys to access that support, but it also is there to try and take that load off your door, to make sure that you don't have people kind of coming and knocking and making sure that, you know, you have their back every time. They have their own people now and their own network, and they have access to that to be able to support themselves and then create a better environment on board. So.
Well said. You know, I usually try and keep these conversations at 10, 15 minutes, but it's gone on. But I really appreciate it. And it's something that's close to my heart. You know, I've got two kids. And my son yesterday said he wanted to be a naval officer. I was like, oh, that's special. And then I'm like, that's motivated me more now, you know, to help the industry, wherever that journey goes for Ian or my daughter or fellow crew members. You know, they're tough times. In a place like Alaska, you really see the tougher environment that crew face, you know.
Absolutely.
But it's a bit more of a cleaner environment out here with bears and whales and salmon. Not so much the bars of propane or the bars of
beers.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, dear, how can people get a hold of you? I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, so I am very contactable on Instagram. Yeah, exactly. But otherwise, my website is www.wavewellness.com. But yeah, feel free to send me an email through the website or send me a DM on Instagram, and I am always available.
Look on Google, you're up there at the top. I saw it's a beautiful little logo.
And Yachting Pages.
Yeah, Yachting Pages too. And a huge shout out to Yachting International Radio as well. Ray has been so special, spreading different platforms across the industry. There's 12 speakers at Ray works with the Yachting International Radio, and it's an awesome platform that's put this together for us as well. So thanks, Raya. Thanks, Amity. I'm off. I'm going to start my adventure for the day and have a beautiful time. Enjoy that little walk with the dogs.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liam. And yeah, again, thank you so much to Yachting International Radio. I appreciate you guys and everything you do for the industry.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.